Sorry, it's just me. I know you were hoping it was your girlfriend, but I don't think the news got to her yet. Otherwise, I'm sure she'd be over here to tell you goodbye and wish you good luck. It's traditional for a girlfriend to send off her boyfriend in style when he goes off to war, but no one expected that you'd be deployed so soon. Even Mom isn't home. Maybe it's best that she's not. For her, at least. It was hard enough to say goodbye to Dad, and then he never came back, so I guess the only person to tell you goodbye is your little sister. But I can tell you what Mom would say. She'd tell you to be careful and not to get hurt. She'd say to come home safely. Then she'd kiss you on the cheek, like this. And I can guess what your girlfriend would say. She'd say how brave you were and how handsome you looked in that uniform. She'd tell you how much she loved you and how sorry she was that she had never slept with you. Well, it's true. It's what she'd say because I know the two of you never had a chance to do anything, and from what I've heard, it's kind of mandatory that a girl sleep with her boyfriend on the night he goes off to war. So, that's what she'd offer to do with you tonight. Except, she's not here. So, you'll have to go off to war, and possibly die, without knowing what it's like to have made love with a woman. Unless, of course, if you did it with me. Don't look so shocked, please. Hear me out before you say no. Well, before you say no again. I realize I haven't been the best little sister. I've been kind of a brat. I even got in the way of you and your girlfriend a couple times. Like that one time you might have ended up sleeping with her if I hadn't followed you into the woods. I just kind of wanted to see what you two were going to do. I didn't think she'd see me, though. So it's my fault that you didn't get to have sex with her before you go. So it's only right that I help you with have sex with someone right now before it's too late. Except I'm the only one available, and like I said, I've made a pretty crappy little sister, but I could probably be a much better lover, at least for one night. Mom or your girlfriend don't need to know. Nobody does. I'd never tell. I know I was a tattletale when I was younger, but I'm more mature now, mentally and physically. You may not have noticed, but I've got curves now. Nice ones. And they just keep getting better. If I were making this offer to anyone other than my brother, we'd already have sex by now. There's something I should mention, too. I have always kind of had a crush on you, since I was a little girl. I guess that's why I always was being a brat around you, and especially around your girlfriends. I wanted to be around you, and I wanted to keep them away, because I was always jealous. When I was little, I used to imagine us getting married. Then, as I got older, I realized the more I thought about you, the more my body started to tingle, including all kinds of special spots. That's how I learned how to masturbate while thinking about you. Do you like this dress? I made it myself, hoping you would notice it. It's more grown up than what I've worn before, but nothing that would get me in trouble. But now that you're actually looking at me and this dress, what I really want to see is what's underneath of it. See, I wasn't wearing anything underneath. It's because I keep hoping to give you a peek at what I look like naked. I kept hoping for a gust of wind, or maybe for me to stumble at just the right time and give you a look at what I have. I guess I thought that you might start thinking of me like I think about you, and we'd end up making love. Well, now you see what I look like naked, and you know how I feel about you. I really do want to give you a proper send-off, especially because your girlfriend can't. I could even pretend to be her, if you'd like, even if I'm not as tall or as big in the chest. But I am a virgin, just like her, and I love you just as much, if not more. Please, let me show you how much I love you. We can just try it in a little bit, if you want. If it's not too weird, you can stop, but let's at least try. At least let me do something for you. Maybe this will be enough, or maybe it will make you more willing for the rest. But I can kneel in front of you in your nice uniform. I just have to unzip your pants and pull out your cock. And then, well, I think you know what comes next. You liked that, didn't you? Even though you look like you want to run. But you also kind of look like you want to do something else, too. You'd definitely like me to finish what I started. Even though I'm probably not at all good at that. Sorry, but I'm not going to waste your orgasm on my mouth. You deserve a proper place to have your orgasm in. A nice, warm, tight place. So, I'm just gonna stand up again, and I'll turn around and climb onto your bed. I can get onto my hands and knees right at the edge and show you the place I'm talking about. If you wanted to do more, then just look at it. I'd be at just the right height for you. Please, don't leave me here like this. All naked and vulnerable, waiting for you to put it in me. You wouldn't do that to your little sister, would you? If you don't take me, then I'll just give myself to the first guy I see when you leave. And then the next one, and the next one after that. You'll hear what a little slut your sister has become all the way on the front line. I'll be fucking all those other boys and men to make up for what you refused to me. Yes, please, move up behind me. Don't feel guilty. I'm your going away present. Put your hands on me, on my bottom and my hips. Touch me between my legs and feel how excited I am just thinking about the two of us. I want you to do this with me. I need you to. I'd never forgive myself if I let you go without making love with you. Yes. Rub it against me. Get the tip all wet. Feel how it twitches when you touch me. It wants to be inside of me. Please don't disappoint it. Please don't disappoint me. We're doing it. We're making love. It's hell. It's lit right in. Through my heart and hell, as if we were always meant to be joined. This doesn't hurt too much or feel wrong. Well, not too much, but it still feels good. And I want to do this for you so bad. Don't move yet. Let me move Fred first. I can push myself back against you. Slide you in and out of my pussy. Squeeze you and learn the feel of your cock in me. Okay, now move. Move as much as you want and as hard as you want. I won't mind. This is your night. My big brave soldier. My big brave big brother. Oh god. This is better than anything I ever did myself. Or ever dreamed of. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have let you do this. Oh god, I should have let you do this. We've been wasting so much time. And you're going off to war. This may be my only chance that we have to do this. The only time you'd have a chance with anyone. Harder, harder, please. Don't be gentle with me just because I'm your little sister. Treat me like your girlfriend, or even just as any other girl. Fuck me like we're not related. Don't you dare pull out before you're done. That's cheating. I never forgive you for that. I want you to finish inside of me. Oh God, I want you to feel. I want to feel you inside of me, even when you're gone. Even if that means having your baby. No, no, I told you not to stop. Don't you dare deny me this. Don't you want it to explode inside my tight little pussy and fill me with your seed? And then, when you're at war, you can think about me and wonder if my belly is getting full with your baby. My breasts growing bigger. See, you do want it, too. I can tell by how you're fucking me right now. Even if it makes you guilty. Guiltier than taking your little sister's virginity. But I want you to do that. And I want your cum. I want you to come in me. And I want to have your baby. So please, please fill me up with your gum. Oh God, big brother, big brother. Oh God, I'm gonna come. Oh God, oh God. Thank you for making love to me. And for letting me make love to you. It was the best gift I could think of to give you. But I have one more gift. It's the pictures of myself in my dress. And without it, no one on the front line will know I'm your sister. You can keep some with you, show them around if you like. You can tell the other soldiers I'm your girlfriend if you'd like, because I definitely like that. But keep yourself safe from mom and your girlfriend, but also for me and possibly our child. When this is all over and you can come home, I'll be more than willing to pick up where we left off. Or if your girlfriend wants to welcome you home in a special way. I promise not to get in the way this time. Well, it's getting late. You have to leave first thing in the morning. I should really let you get some sleep. Well, I should. But I'm not going to let you. I'm not sure you're totally convinced how much I love you. But I have several more hours in which to show you.